And on it goes. Cloudy, misty, rain and drizzle, and the seemingly endless west conditions are leaving many sports clubs stuck in the mud as their grounds and pitches have become waterlogged and unplayable. Our northeast correspondent Laura Hogan visited one of the clubs in County Louth that's hampered by the recent rain. She joins me now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Well, yes, ordinarily Cooley Kickham's GFC in Carlingford, County Louth, probably has one of the most scenic views and settings. It's surrounded by mountains. There's views of Slieve Foy and the Mourns in the distance. But yesterday evening when I was there, it was a complete whiteout as the misty rain rolled over the hills and the only sight to be seen there was the mud. Now, March just gone was one of the wettest Marches on record. Since then, it seems the rain has not let up at all. And the club in Carlingford, it has a number of pitches, but they have all become waterlogged and mucky as a result of this non-stop rain, and it has caused widespread cancellations of both training sessions and matches for children and adults.
Brian Rafferty, club secretary. Something I'd never seen Laura before in my time. I'm 8 years secretary here. I know for a fact that we're actually 6 weeks behind with pitch openings. Our main pitch this time last year opened, I think it was the last week in February, and the first time it opened this year was last Sunday, and it's closed again on Monday. The rain has just been non-stop. It has held everything back. It's a detrimental effect on all our teams from under eights right up to senior men and ladies. Just nowhere to train, nowhere to play. That's just the way it is. I've never seen anything like it. You walk up here, Lord, it's just water's under your feet. Water's under your feet. It's dangerous for a start, but there's no enjoyment for kids, and there's no enjoyment for spectators, and there's certainly no enjoyment for players.
My name is Aoife Traynor, and I take all the bookings for the pitches here in Cooley Kickhams. So we look after all three codes. We have the GA, LGFA and Camogie as well. So we have a lot of teams to cater for, from like under nursery right up until our senior, up to our senior teams. So we've had to cancel so many games, our trainings, like even a lot of our underage, we've just had to cancel everything that was scheduled in. It's gotten to a stage where it's actually dangerous for the kids. It's very, very hard for them because all they want to do is get out. You know, they just want to play football.
Yeah, you'd feel really sorry for the kids. And it isn't just Cooley Kickhams, Laura. It's across the county and probably all around the country.
Indeed, Mary. And when I visited last night, I was expecting to see an under-12s and an under-17s match underway, but they were both actually cancelled last night due to the pitch conditions. And in fact, a decision was taken by the county board during the week to cancel all games in County Louth until next week. So as you say, it's not just the Cooley Kickhams affected by all this rain.
Sean McLean, County Board Chairman of Louth GA. Most of the pitches across the county has been closed at the minute. We've lost 25% of our youth fixtures to date, and it's only really the start of April. We've lost 36% of our fixtures overall, including the senior fixtures. Indeed, even this weekend, we've lost the senior round of fixtures, round two.
And a decision was made in the middle of this week that all games would be cancelled, is that correct?
Yeah, the fixtures committee decided last night with the conditions the pitches were in. They've spoke to several clubs throughout the county, and the conditions that the pitches are in, and with the weather forecasting more rain this weekend, they decided last night to just cancel all senior and junior fixtures over this weekend to at least try to give it another week to see if we can get it dried up a little bit. We're having this problem across the county. It's not just this one club. It's pretty much country and countywide.
And we're standing here, it's raining at the moment, there's clouds rolling over the mountains there behind us. Have you any hope that this might lift anytime soon?
We're praying.
Yes. And we're praying with them. Laura, what's going to be the effect of all the cancellations now on the fixture list and on the season?
Well, there will, of course, be a knock-on effect. And Sean McLean, who we just heard from there, said it will cause difficulty and lead to what he called a more condensed season. So they'll be trying to fit in a number of matches into 1 week, maybe having to play games on Saturday or Sunday mornings and possibly eating into scheduled holiday time that they have penciled into the calendar already. So it will cause difficulties. But despite their cancelled match last night, the under-17s boys team braved the driving rain and found one dry corner on one pitch to train on. And I spoke to some of them about how they've been finding this miserable weather.
Yeah, there's been many days stuck at home and it's just, you feel you should be doing something, but you know, there's not much you can do when the pitches are closed and the rain, you know, no one can control the rain.
And you're out in the lashing rain this evening, yeah. Do you mind it?
Well, I mean, you get used to it now because it's been a few weeks of just pure rain, but it's not too bad now, but the pitches are suffering.
We've been blessed just new gym down there and the track around, so we can do our runs and everything, but pitch sessions just been brutal.
And does it affect your mental health or your day-to-day life if you can't get out doing something?
Well, I suppose, yeah, if you're cooped up in the house and nothing to do, you're sitting there really just not doing anything, you know, not getting out the fresh air.
I love the rain, like it doesn't affect me or nothing, like it's good to be out.
Good to get out of the house.
Yeah, like you can be frustrated in the house whenever you're just sitting there all day. Good to get out the boys and have the crack and that.
That's our Northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.